This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Spring is in the air, if not in the actual weather in some parts of the country. But the point is that summer and summer travel season aren't far away. And airlines are bracing themselves, queuing up new routes and promotional deals as people plan for warmer days ahead in far-off locations. Part of that strategy, in courting leisure travelers, is by adding direct flights to less traveled destinations at a cheaper price. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval has this story.
Thanks to remote work, many airlines are hitting a plateau when it comes to corporate travel, says Haley Berg, an economist with travel app Hopper.
And that means airlines need to make up that difference in revenue on the leisure side.
So airlines are adding direct routes that cater to vacationers domestically and abroad.
We've seen some low-cost carriers expanding shorter routes, like connecting Philadelphia and Pittsburgh for low fares, but also expansion of some of those international carriers into cities like Lisbon, Portugal, and Porto.
They're looking for pockets of opportunity.
Naveen Aluru with the University of Central Florida says low-cost carriers are targeting places major airlines ignore, so they can be the only game in town.
Which can potentially generate more revenue than what a major city will generate.
Right now, those new routes are being rolled out for cheap. So a family who would have driven between Philly and Pittsburgh may choose to fly on a promotional fare.
The family saves a lot of money and gets there in 3 hours. But in a couple of months, they're so used to this direct flight that even if the price becomes a $50 more, they will continue to use this because now they're used to it.
While the hub-and-spoke model isn't going anywhere, the focus on less-traveled routes has been lucrative for low-cost carriers, says David Slotnick with a travel site, The Points Guy.
There's a new airline, Breeze, that just started flying in 2021, and their whole idea is to basically just connect random city pairs that don't have any nonstop flights between them. For the most part, they've been pretty successful.
He says it shows people who travel are still price-conscious. And there's more to the world than New York, London, and Paris. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.